A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a large crowd gathered around him, and he stayed close to the sea. One of the synagogue officials, named Jairus, came forward. Seeing him, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, saying, "My daughter is at the point of death. Please come lay your hands on her, that she may get well and live." He went off with him, and a large crowd followed him. There was a woman afflicted with hemorrhages for 12 years. She had suffered greatly at the hands of many doctors and had spent all that she had. Yet she was not helped, but only grew worse. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. She said, "If I but touch his clothes, I shall be cured." Immediately her flow of blood dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed of her affliction. Jesus, aware at once that the power had gone out from him, turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who has touched my clothes?" But his disciples said to him, "You see how the crowd is pressing upon you? Yet you ask, 'Who touched me?'" He looked around to see who had done it. The woman, realizing what had happened to her, approached in fear and trembling. She fell down before Jesus and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace and be cured of your affliction." While he was still speaking, people from the synagogue official's house arrived and said, "Your daughter has died. Why trouble the teacher any longer?" Disregarding the message that was reported, Jesus said to the synagogue official, "Do not be afraid. Just have faith. And allow anyone to accompany him inside except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James." They arrived at the house of the synagogue official. He caught sight of a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. So he went in and said to them, "Why this commotion and weeping? The child is not dead, but asleep." And they ridiculed him, and he put them all out. He took along the child's father and mother and those who were with him, and into the room where the child was. He took the child by the hand and said to her, "Talitha cum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." The girl, a child of 12, arose obediently and walked around. At that, they were utterly astounded. He gave strict orders that no one should know this and said that she should be given something to eat. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord
Jesus Christ. What a beautiful reminder we have in this gospel today. That when we die, our life is not over, but it's actually going home. And for us disciples of Jesus, we should never, ever fear death, because Jesus is waiting for us in heaven. And in that moment that we die here on earth, he's going to be telling us, like he did to this little girl of the gospel, to arise and welcome home to heaven. But as our first reading is a reminder to us, until we are in heaven, we need to keep running the race, to keep on going, to not be afraid, to know that Jesus is always victorious. You know, a couple of days ago, my TV went out in my bedroom. It was the best thing that happened to me because I don't have to watch the news anymore, right? And it's amazing how much time we waste with media, isn't it? And instead, I've been reading more, been listening to KUSC, you know, the classical station, and I find myself with less anxiety. And that's what Jesus is telling us in this gospel. Be not afraid. Heaven awaits. All these things that seem so powerful here on earth, they come and go. But what lasts forever is Jesus Christ. So my friends, live your life to the fullest in the holiness of Jesus, and your reward will be great in heaven. Amen?
Amen.
So be not afraid.